history of rock and roll.
'69 rock found a brand new setting, the Broadway stage. Oliver's Good Morning Starshine came from the play Hair, the first tribal love rock musical. It was the first time rock had contributed a musical of Hair's significance to the Great White Way.
This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius, the age of Aquarius, Aquarius.
Ain't got no home, ain't got no shoes.
I got my hair, I got my head, I got my brains, I got my ears, I got my eyes, I got my nose, I got my mouth, I got my teeth.
Head with hair, long beautiful hair, shining, gleaming, steaming, flaxen, and waxing.
Give me down the fair hair, shoulder length and longer. Here, baby, there, mama, everywhere, daddy, daddy.
Literally inspired the hits as one group after another recorded songs from the rock musical. The biggest was Aquarius, Let the Sun Shine In, which won the Grammy Award for the Record of the Year. Marilyn McCoo Davis of the Fifth Dimension talks about the record.
We heard Aquarius in the show and liked it very much. I think it was a unanimous reaction to the song. Everybody was just so crazy about it. So once we put that together with Let the Sun Shine In, then of course it was a number one record.
Of Aquarius, page of Aquarius.
success of Crosby, Stills, and Nash, groups that were predominantly singers began to enjoy a new burst of popularity. Three Dog Night was one of the newer groups in 1969, and one of their early hits was also from Hair, Easy to Be Hard.
How can people be so heartless? How can people be so cruel?
Of Aquarius comes to full light with Woodstock, next on the Rockumentary.
The history of rock and roll.
Let's face the situation. We've had thousands and thousands of people come here today. Many, many more than we knew or even dreamt or thought would be possible. We're going to need each other to help each other to work.
Since the 1967 Monterey Pop Festival, rock festivals had become almost commonplace. One advertised in the summer of 1969 promised to be the biggest and most spectacular ever. And it was. The festival was to be held in upstate New York on the property of a farmer in a small town called Woodstock. The promoters expected 250,000 people. They got 500,000. It had a lasting impression on Richie Havens.
Can't really tell how many people are there, you know. When you look out there, you see a hill. And you see a hill with people on it. And that's it. You just see people, you know. It's beautiful.
The festival at Woodstock featured Havens, Joe Cocker, Sly and the Family Stone, 10 Years After, Canned Heat, John Sebastian, Joan Baez, Country Joe McDonald, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Arlo Guthrie, Jimi Hendrix, Jefferson Airplane, Santana, Sha-na-na, The Who, The Butterfield Blues Band. It lasted 3 days, and everyone who was there believed it would never end.
I get going, but I can't stay here long now. 'Cause I'm tired of the way I've been dogged around. Well, I've got to roam, maybe find me a brand new home.
We're certainly delighted to be here today. I'd like to start off our portion of the show by giving you a taste of a little something we call rock and soul music.
From London, from over the pole, flying in a big airline.
Performed live at Woodstock, Elvis performed live in Vegas, and Johnny Cash performed live in Folsom and San Quentin prisons for the audience he seemed to love most of all. This record became a hit for Cash in late 1969.
Well, my daddy left home when I was 3, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me, just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, he must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from lots of folks. Seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd get red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I'll tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. Well, I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My fists got hard, my wits got keen. Roamed from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars, I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man that gave me that awful name. Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I'd just hit town and my throat was dry. I thought I'd stop and have myself a brew at an old saloon on a street of mud. There at a table, peeling stud, sat the dirty mangy dog that named me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother'd had. And I knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold. And I said, my name is Sue. How do you do? How are you gonna die? Yeah, that's what I told him. Well, I hit him hard right between the eyes, and he went down, but to my surprise, come up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear. But I busted a chair right across his teeth, and we crashed through the wall and into the street, kicking and a-gouging in the mud and the blood and the beard. I tell you, I fought tougher men, but I really can't remember when. He kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile. I heard him laugh and then I heard him cuss, and he went for his gun and I pulled mine first. He stood there looking at me and I saw him smile. And he said, son, this world is rough, and if a man's gonna make it, he's gotta be tough. And I know I wouldn't be there to help you along. So I give you that name and I said goodbye. I knew you'd have to get tough or die. And it's that name that helped to make you strong. Yeah. He said, now you just fought one hell of a fight, and I know you hate me and you got the right to kill me now, and I wouldn't blame you if you do. But you ought to thank me before I die for the gravel in your guts and the spit in your eye, cause I'm the that named you Sue. What could I do? I got all choked up and I threw down my gun, called him a paw and he called me a son, and I come away with a different point of view. And I think about him now and then, every time I try and every time I win. And if I ever have a son, I think I'm gonna name him Bill or George, anything but Sue. I still hate that.
Peter Townsend of The Who wrote rock's first full-length opera, Tommy. Although deaf and dumb, the opera's hero, Tommy, was an expert at pinball. He was, in fact, a pinball wizard. Most important single group in the history of rock and roll breaks up next.
The history of rock and roll.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. 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 Whisper words of wisdom. Let it be. And when the broken-hearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, let it be. For though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see. There will be an answer, let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be.
It had been coming for some time, but in 1969 it became obvious to the Beatles most of all that one record album could no longer contain the music of all four Beatles. Paul McCartney was the first to bring out a solo album, completely solo. He played all the instruments and sang alone in an emphatic gesture of independence as the four Beatles began to make music separately.
Baby, I'm amazed the way you love me all the time. Maybe I'm afraid of the way I love you. Baby, I'm amazed the way you pulled me out of time. You hung me on a line. Baby, I'm amazed the way I really need you.
Big plans to go out and take me all over this land. To see me the world, I left my sweet girl and gave it a whirl. But now here I stand alongside the road with holes in my soul in my shoes and buku. The blue.
So
Beatles grew up together. The Beatles began their phenomenal trip to stardom together. The Beatles made rock history together. When the Beatles began to separate, there was no replacement for them other than themselves individually. From their last film, Let It Be, John, George, Paul, and Ringo ended their long and winding road together with this song.
The long and winding road. I've seen that road before. It always leads me here. Lead me to your door. The wild and windy.
Coming on the History of Rock and Roll, the Big E comes back. Elvis Presley had been slowly but surely drifting off the center of the rock stage for several years. The magnitude of his stardom had kept him away from the main rock stream. But Elvis brought his act back to the people with a national television special and a series of standing room only engagements in Las Vegas. Bones Howell produced the music for his comeback television special.
He was really worried because in the special, there was a segment where he was to sing live in front of an audience, which is something that he had not done in 8 years. And he was really nervous when he went out there. He didn't know whether they were going to go crazy like they always had or whether they were going to laugh at him. Because so many other people had been doing his thing in the interim years. And Elvis really didn't know how they would react to him. I think Elvis was, 33 years old when we did that. You know, 33-year-old man. What were they going to think? And in the live segment of the TV special, the very opening shot of it, he reaches for the mic and you can see his hand shaking. But that was it. Once he started singing, he was into the music. And he knew, once he started, that they were with him.
Memories press between the pages of my mind. Come on and buy yourself a ticket and just sit down in the very first row.
You looking for trouble? Just look right in my face.
I'll never be more than what I am. Well, wouldn't you know I'm a swinging little guitar man. Take it on, son, take it on.
Memories. Christmas in Memphis.
I said, I hope. I said, I hope. I said, I hold you in my arms. On a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto.
Elvis in Las Vegas.
Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Oh, Salad Annie, you've got your granny. Where no one else can understand me. When everything I do is wrong, you give me hope and consolation. You give me strength to carry on. Let it be me, Blair Jane.
Bill Miller, the entertainment director at the International Hotel in Las Vegas.
A lot of people were skeptical, you know, whether he could come back and be as big as he was. He's the biggest thing that's ever played in Las Vegas. Nobody's ever touched his attendance record. Many, many, many nights we just couldn't handle the people as big as the International is. We couldn't handle the people or the requests. I'll tell you, his performance was so outstanding and he was so sensational that anything he did, he just had the audience in the palm of his hand from the minute he came out. They were waiting for him.
I just... New record just came out, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you like it. It's called Suspicious Minds.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see?
rock and roll's new breed of singer-songwriter, next on the Rockumentary's Final Hour.